Here is a diagram of a generalized nutrient cycle in the rainforest, showing the major flows and stores. Not all flows and stores are important for all nutrients, but for purposes of this class, we will focus on the generalities of nutrient flow. A printable version of this diagram is attached to the lecture. You may want to print this out so you can make notes on it during the lecture. In general, this cycle is similar to one you might find in temperate forests, but there are some distinct differences between tropical and temperate forests in the relative importance of the various components. I will highlight each one as I discuss it. Remember that one of the main differences I already mentioned is that the proportion of the total nutrient pool in the above-ground biomass is much greater in tropical forests simply due to the higher standing biomass of these forests compared to temperate ones. There's just a lot more there. The nutrients in this biomass falls down onto the forest floor as leaf litter and rainwater through fall, that's shown in these green boxes. Secondly, the forest floor and soil compartments of an intact rainforest are virtually leak-proof. The dense surface root mat and high biomass of mycorrhizae, invertebrates, and microorganisms means that many nutrients are directly cycled straight from the decaying litter right back into the living plants. Nutrients that do wind up in the soil solution, that water-filled pore space I introduced in the soil lecture, are also efficiently taken up by roots and mycorrhizae. Thus, in undisturbed tropical rainforest, there is often very little leaching of nutrients out of the soil. This is the premise behind why keeping a buffer zone of forest along tropical rivers in agricultural landscapes helps to reduce water pollution by fertilizer runoff. The trees prevent leaching from occurring. Another difference between tropical forest nutrient cycles and temperate ones is that there's a greater proportion of nutrients that cycle within the canopy. All the arboreal animals that live in the rainforest ingest leaves, fruits, and other canopy animals. Their waste products may fall to the forest floor and become part of the leaf litter, but some of it stays lodged up in the tree branches and epiphytes as aerial soil. Here, it can be taken up by epiphytic plants or even by trees that have sprouted adventitious roots to take advantage of this nutrient source. There are also epiphylls that fix nitrogen right on leaves, and they also add nutrients to the system, bypassing soil.